Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. If you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, well, you're not alone. Nationwide, almost 500,000 less flu shots have been administered than this time last year. To find out if this could mean a lot more sick people, I'm joined by Pat Voronicich. She is the section manager for the Division of Immunization at the Michigan Department of Community Health. Welcome to the program, Pat.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Mike.
Now, aren't we well into the flu season at this point of the year?
Actually, in Michigan, we're not. We've had very little virus circulating, and that's part of the reason we wanted to get the word out to all of our citizens, to let them know this is a great time to get the flu vaccine. In many, many years, usually February and March are when we see our peak influenza disease, so it's a great time to get vaccinated now.
I see. So as long as you get vaccinated by, what, early January, you should be okay?
Yeah, we've been telling everybody, get vaccine when you can get it, because if you did get it in July or August, you will be protected throughout the season. So you should get it as soon as you can. But one of the things this time of the year is important to think about is flu vaccine takes about 14 days to work. So no one ever knows when flu is going to pop up. So you want to at least get it while there is very low virus circulating so that you'll be protected whenever it decides to come and present as a lot of different cases.
Do we know how many flu shots were given out at this time last year and what kind of a shortfall we have within the state?
Well, you know, this year we were very, very excited because we had heard from all of our manufacturers there are going to be about 160 million doses of flu vaccine available around the country. And as of late December, only about 130 million doses have been distributed. So we have supply this year, but unfortunately, we haven't used all of that supply up. And in Michigan, we have about 2.8 million doses that have been distributed to Michigan. It was a little bit less from previous years. We were usually around about 3 million doses. So we were concerned that there was less at a time that flu vaccine is a universal recommendation. Anybody older than 6 months should get the flu vaccine.
Why do you think we're seeing less people getting the flu shot this year?
Hard to say. Sometimes we know in previous years if there's a lot of headlines about flu disease, people will seek out vaccination. Sometimes people think that if they got it last year, they'll be protected this year, and we know that that's not the case. We know that studies tell us there is waning immunity over time and that right now we have to get an annual flu vaccine. Even if the strains stay the same, you need to get an annual boost to be protected against influenza. It's hard to say whether having it available at many locations, like at pharmacies and healthcare provider offices and health departments, does the public think, yeah, it's available anywhere, I'll just get it when I need to, and maybe they don't get around to getting it?
Isn't there a cost, though, associated with getting a flu shot?
That's a good question. Many of our healthcare insurance plans do cover influenza vaccine, sometimes up to a certain age. I would advise all of your listeners to contact their insurance company to find out if it's a covered benefit for them or not. For children, particularly who have Medicaid or are uninsured or underinsured, Native American, Alaskan Native, they're entitled to get the flu vaccine. There's a federal program that actually purchases the flu vaccine for them, and they can get the vaccine. The cost of the vaccine is free. They may have to pay a small administration fee, but the actual cost of the vaccine is free if they go to a VFC provider, a vaccines for children provider.
There certainly are many adults that are not insured, and we all know these are some tough economic times across the country. I mean, could that actually be a factor, the fact that some people just decide they can't really afford a flu shot this year?
Well, I think that's a good point. In Michigan, we know that many of our families have struggled, and sometimes I think you make those choices of where you want to spend your money, and perhaps getting a vaccine becomes lower on the list. But if you think about it, if you don't get vaccinated and you get disease, you have to suffer those costs of maybe losing out at work by not being able to work because you're sick, or by, you know, just feeling crappy. So one of the things I think we think about with cost is, think about it as far as your risks and benefits. Is $25, which is what many of the pharmacies are charging, and actually some of them, I'm getting reports that they are reducing their prices. Some of the people around here have told me that some of them have reduced it down to $12, $15. So if you shop around, you might be able to find a good price that you can afford that will actually probably save you costs in the future.
I'm talking to Pat Voronicich. She is the section manager at the Division of Immunization at the Michigan Department of Community Health. So if we do end up seeing several hundred thousand less flu shots given out in Michigan this year, does that necessarily mean that we'll see a lot more cases of people getting sick with the flu?
Well, there's a good, certainly a good chance. We know that flu is very communicable. It's, you know, we get it through the air. If people do get the disease and are around a large group of unvaccinated people, there's a good chance there'll be more disease. And that's what we're always concerned about. We want people to be protected from this disease. This disease is interesting because it can, it's a virus, and it can show up in different ways in different groups. We know that our infants under 6 months of age can't get the vaccine. The vaccine isn't licensed to be used in this group. So anyone who's around an infant really needs to be protected to be able to protect that young infant who can't get the flu vaccine.
If you're a healthy person, you have a healthy lifestyle, you eat well and exercise, is there a chance that your immune system is strong enough to resist getting the flu?
Actually, the flu vaccine is the most effective means of preventing that disease. So even an intact immune system isn't going to respond as well as having those vaccines on board if that, you know, flu virus is presented to your body.
And in terms of the folks that aren't getting the shot or may not get the shot this year, it sounds like it's most likely going to be adults rather than the children and the elderly. I'm guessing they're a little more systematic about getting that shot.
Well, that's not true, Mike. We know that we have, according to our records here, about 300,000 children on Medicaid, and only about 29% of those have received a flu vaccine. So, and we know that when we look at national data, Michigan lags behind other states in our flu vaccination coverage levels. And, you know, we're usually pretty good at seeking out good healthcare behaviors, and for some reason, we're not getting the flu vaccine here.
In terms of the actual effect, now you get a flu shot, that doesn't guarantee that you won't get the flu, isn't that right?
Well, the flu vaccine, you're right, isn't 100% effective. Actually, there's no vaccine that's 100% effective. But what we do know is those who get the vaccine and go on to get the disease do suffer less severe illness. So that's the good thing. You may not completely avoid the disease entirely, but you will suffer less severe effects.
You know, this H1N1 pandemic, as it was called, ended up having very little real impact on Americans. We haven't heard very much about the issue since. Do you think now that we're generally safe from a truly ravaging virus spreading across the world and really affecting us?
No. I think influenza is potentially always a very, very a serious disease that we need to be concerned about. And I do think that even during H1N1, if people thought that it was minor illness, there were still over 200 children that died. There were 115 children who died from influenza last year. To me, when children die, it's a severe disease and an illness that we all need to pay attention to. Influenza can spread quickly. Certainly new strains can arise. One of the tricky parts about influenza is that it doesn't take long to incubate, so you can get the disease once you're exposed to the virus very quickly. And if you have people that are all developing very quickly at one time, you can have a serious problem around the world.
So finally, you said the cases of the flu spike and really get going in February and March. That's the peak. So far, has this been a pretty quiet flu season?
It has in Michigan. In Michigan, we've had just a few cases popping up around the state. We do have surveillance systems in place. We have doctor's offices that actually work with us to be our sentinel sites that actually send in cultures to let us know if flu is starting to present. We have hospitals and laboratories that work with us to let us know if flu vaccine is starting to present. And so far, we've had low levels of flu activity. That's why it's really a great time to go get the flu vaccine.
Pat Voronicich, Section Manager of the Division of Immunization at the Michigan Department of Community Health, encouraging you to get out there and get your flu shot. Pat, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Mike.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.